Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Wall Street Journal claims the White House took extraordinary steps to keep the USS John McCain hidden during President Trump's state visit to Japan. The newspaper says it has a copy of an email ordering Navy and Air Force officials to keep the ship named after the late Arizona senator out of sight. To do so, they hung a tarp over the ship's name. Trump, who has often criticized Senator McCain, tweeted on Wednesday, quote, "I was not informed about anything having to do with the Navy ship USS John S. McCain during my recent visit to Japan." SpaceX is still looking to launch astronauts to the International Space Station before the end of this year. This despite a spacecraft exploding on the launch pad just over a month ago. That setback caused the destruction of the company's Crew Dragon vehicle, but no one was on board at the time, luckily. The spacecraft made a successful unmanned flight to the ISS in March, and SpaceX is hoping to start manned test flights again soon, taking into account what engineers learned from that explosion. And James Holzhauer's Jeopardy winning streak continues. Wednesday's episode marking the 30th straight win for the professional sports gambler from Las Vegas. As it stands now, he's less than $200,000 shy of Jeopardy legend Ken Jennings' record earnings. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success, America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's most admired entrepreneurs, CEOs, and acclaimed individuals as they share with you their personal journeys of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and once again, I thank you for joining us today. You know, on Legends of Success, we've heard a number of CEOs tell us that their company's success comes by placing the customer first. Yet others say, place your employees first, and in turn, they'll make the customer the highest priority. Well, today's guest put a new spin on some old conventional wisdom. Brian Devine says that animals always come first, and his practice has led Petco to become one of America's leading retailers today. From the coast of Southern California at San Diego, let's welcome today's guest, the chairman of Petco, and find out how innovative strategies have led Petco's unprecedented growth. Brian, welcome to Legends of Success.
Thanks. Thank you. I'm very pleased to be here.
Well, glad to have you. How's the weather out there today, Brian?
Weather is typically San Diego beautiful. No one please move out here, but it's, 75 degrees about 300 days a year and about 65 degrees the other day. So it's a tough place that someone has to live, but I'm lucky enough to be here.
Somebody's got to do it. Last time I was out there, I was interviewing a neighbor of yours, Jerry Lewis, who's got his boat docked out there. And I guess he lives the good life as well. So really glad you joined us today. You know, Brian, when we look at Petco, this is a pretty amazing story as I see it. And most every listener, I would imagine, knows who Petco is and what you do. But could you start by maybe giving us an overview of Petco today as it exists, number of stores, size, a typical store, what it's like, and then maybe we'll go back in history to see how this all began.
Okay, sure. Today, actually, we have stores nationwide. We have over 17,000 Petco associates working for the company. Our stores basically are pet stores, but they're sort of, the difference is that they're bright, open, colorful, odor-free. You know, I would call it a clear cut, really, above your typical pet store experience. We sort of have a broad merchandise assortment that encourages engagement with the animals. And really, our latest innovation, which is a store that we call the Pisces, mm-hmm. which basically has aquatics as the center of the store, with then a racetrack that goes around it. And basically, it enables customers to actually see every single product that we sell, every other animal category, the small animals, birds, and reptiles, as well as the fish, as well as the dog and cat supplies as you actually go around the racetrack or around the aquatics.
Mm-hmm.
And in that aquatics, we obviously have show tanks with basically fresh and saltwater fish. And it sort of gives it a wow factor with it's very, very dramatic. And so the store appeals to aquatics enthusiasts in addition to the dog and cat customers as well as the other small animal and bird customers. So it's mm-hmm. been very, very successful with us.
What's the typical size, Brian? How big is your average store?
Our prototype store is about 15,000. Now, we have some stores that are smaller than that. We have two stores in Manhattan that are 10,000 and two that are 15. We also have some stores that are larger than that. So the typical one we try to open is 15, but we're willing to, in certain locations, especially in city stores. We have one in San Francisco. It's also 10,000. So we put our stores not just in the typical suburban retail locations. We actually put them in urban locations and rural locations as well.
Sure. You know, from my records, I see here that you've had, straight me on if I'm wrong here, something like 50 consecutive quarters of progressive growth in sales. Is that correct, Brian?
That is correct. Yeah, we went 10 straight years of actually having store-for-store comps, which means sales 1 year over the previous year for the same exact stores, of 5% and higher for 40 straight quarters. We also grew our top line and bottom line 10% every one of those 10 years. We were one of the few companies in the United States to be able to do that.
It's pretty serious. And you're hitting somewhere, what, close to $2 billion in revenue, is that correct?
Yes. This year, we should do over $2 billion in revenue, exactly. So this is, a great, actually, area of retail to be in. The demographics are wonderful, and I think we have a very, very successful model.
You know, it's interesting. A 10-year consecutive history that you've had at Petco, you can certainly say that this type of business isn't a fluke. What makes Petco so unique? How can any store in America be that successful? What do you attribute that to, Brian?
I think what we tried to do, and this sort of goes back to how I sort of viewed retail when I came with the company. I came with the company in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
I thought back in the late 80s that the sort of down and dirty in price was over, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
And what we really tried to do was try to make we even called ourselves a chain, really, of community stores. So we tried to make it a much more personal atmosphere where customers actually are invited to, accompany their pet parents, as we call them, to the stores. So we actually designed our stores so the animals actually come into the stores with the customers.
I love it.
So it gives, you know, our store design gives that dramatic presentation of live animals, which really creates sort of a fun and exciting shopping experience. We have convenient, and as I mentioned, like community-based locations, really in that high-traffic community shopping center near other weekly shopping destinations. So we decided not to go largely in regional locations. We believed that it was better really to hire animal lovers and sort of train them to work in a retail environment versus to hire retailers and then hope that they like animals. Hmm. So really because our sales associates are pet owners and enthusiasts, they really care about our customers and are motivated to help them meet their needs. So we're also a true specialty store with over 90% actually of our 10,000 SKUs not available in supermarkets or mass merchants.
Is that right? Over 90% are not available?
Correct.
That's pretty impressive. And, you know, it really does make a difference. When I first alluded to our listeners here saying that, you know, some people say employees first, some say customers first, you truly do live up to that. Animals always first. And I think it's pretty commendable that you've created an atmosphere, and I actually didn't know this, and you jogged my memory, that you welcome people bringing their pets in for that shopping experience. That's pretty cool.
Yep. And as I said, there's a second half of that line. It's that Petco animals come first, mm-hmm. but and our people make it happen. That's the
yes.
key, is that only our associates can actually make that happen. And so we depend upon them, and we obviously train them, pick them, and everything else really go on that basis.
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, nobody does it alone. But it's great that you have this shared love of animals. I think that is really cool, especially for being a public company, too. You know, you see more of this in private companies rather than public companies. You know, not knocking public companies, but companies are so shareholder-driven, shareholder-value-driven all the time. It's very difficult. I guess it's a challenge sometimes, isn't it, Brian, to build a culture without feeling that pressure of shareholder value 24/7?
I think that all public companies obviously feel that. I think I've always viewed my job is to sort of take the company and figure out where should we be 18 months to, you know, 3, 4, 5 years out. And I sort of work on that, and sort of my premise is if you take care of the future, the present largely takes care of itself. If you purely manage your company quarter by quarter, you're really never going to be as successful as you can be, where if you take a long-term strategy and are just always trying to figure out where, how should you change your company. Retail is change if you're going to be successful.
Absolutely. So, we can take a quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, when we get back, there's so much to learn from Brian Devine, but I tell you, he's really doing it right, and Petco is doing it right. No one pays to come on the show, but we got to commend him for what they're doing. Brian Devine, the chairman of Petco, is our exclusive guest on Legends of Success. We'll be back right after this.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The people that work for you make you successful. So you sort of have two rules in life. The first one is never lose good people. Give them the unexpected. If they do a good job, they're going to expect a good raise. They're going to expect a good bonus. But give them something over and above that to let them know that you truly appreciate them. Number two, if you have weak people and people that need to be replaced, pull the trigger early. It's better sometimes to have no one rather than someone that gets in the way of the progress of the company.
Brian Devine is the chairman of Petco Supplies, Petco Pet Supplies, and one of the top retailers in America today. He's our exclusive guest on Legends of Success. Brian, we just got a nice overview from you in the last segment about the size and the tremendous success of Petco, but as we look back, where did all this begin? Because when I grew up as a kid, the pet shops were very tiny, and there were no big box or super-sized stores. Where did Petco start?
Okay, Petco actually started in San Diego in 1965, and luckily it's still here. First store was actually opened in La Mesa, California, here, and it was actually called UPCO, E-U-E-P-C-O, and that was the reason was the people, the founder, Walt Evans, actually moved from Missouri, and he had a distributor company in Missouri called UPCO. About 2 years later, somebody said, you know, that's really not a great store, name for a store. And they then changed their name in 1967 to Petco. And basically, I think theoretically, the reason that people within the company used, you know, say is their story anyway, that the reason they changed it to Petco was they just took the U out and added an ET to the sign. It was very inexpensive to do it because the company didn't have a lot of money. So that was the. But it was since pets are our business, obviously, that it turned out to be a very good name. He then actually sold the company a few years later to the person that ran operations for him. And then in 1988, they actually had about 30 stores, and a group of venture capitalists actually bought Petco, and they bought two other companies that same year, 1988, Pet Department, which was a Los Angeles, very high-end company. Excuse me, Petco at that time was largely a promotional, about 5,000-square-foot store with about 2,500 SKUs. Pet Departments were about 5,000 square feet, but about 5,000 SKUs, very high-service stores in Los Angeles. And then a third chain, which was called WellPet, and those stores were smaller. They were about 2,400 square feet, and they had about 2,500 SKUs. They also, though, were high service, and they basically bought those three chains with the idea that they were going to ultimately integrate them and then turn it into a national chain.
Sure. So they had some kind of a vision going forward. When you say SKUs, just for the listener's benefit who may not know, the SKU again is
the stock keeping unit. Those are a number of different items within the store.
Absolutely. So the business started out, they kind of did a roll up. Now that pet department, I believe, must have had close to 100 locations, did it, or am I off?
Well, no, actually the pet department, well, the Petco itself had about 30. Pet department were 5. Well, Pet had about 67. So between all of them, it was a little over 100.
About 100. Okay, and what kind of struggles do they have in the beginning? I mean, do they just have anything out-of-the-box thinking, or are they going to be a typical pet store? Because I'm trying to figure out where the transition happened to this big growth.
Okay, the transition really happened, to be honest, when I came to the company. Basically, they were attempting to hire someone who would actually take the company national, because it was a West Coast company, and then take it public.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, when I came in, I changed that. They had no livestock in the stores when I came in. They did not have fish. They didn't have birds, reptiles.
Sure.
And that sort of thing. They didn't have grooming in the stores, except in the pet department stores. The five stores in Los Angeles had grooming. So one of the things the changes that I made immediately in the company is the stores I started to open, I put in grooming and I put in aquatics the very first year I was there. And by the second year, I actually had opened a store very similar to the store that we opened today, with the same kind of colors,
mm-hmm.
with the fish, the birds, the reptiles. Made it, you know, much more into a destination in a certain sense, where parents actually can bring their children to teach them about animals, or the children can drag the parents to see the animals. And we actually get a whole lot of that. We have a lot of school visits. We have thousands and thousands of school children that their classes actually come to our stores to learn about
pets and care.
Exact, taking responsibility, pet responsibility,
sure.
I think is what we use there.
Now, I need to ask you this before I go much further, Brian. You, when they brought you in, you have no shabby background. I know a little bit about your background, and why don't you share a little bit of that? I mean, we're going back to the earlier days. You actually started working for the government at some point when you were out of college, correct?
That's correct, yeah. I went to Georgetown in college. When I graduated, I actually worked for the federal government back in the Kennedy and Johnson administrations. Hard to believe.
Yeah.
I'm obviously an old guy. And the beginning of the Nixon administrations. And luckily for me, in 1969, an individual with a very small chain of stores in Washington, D.C., asked me to quit the federal government and join his company. I actually told him no, because I was working on a hunger project where I'd spent 2 years trying to change the world at that point on hunger.
Well, you were a big civil rights activist. As a matter of fact, I have a quote that says where you said, "I probably had an FBI file."
Well, I'm sure I do.
I like the way you tried to change. You weren't a radical, I'm pretty sure, but you did have your heart in the right place to try to do the good thing. Am I putting words in your mouth or no?
No, absolutely not. I was a nonviolent, you know, I was a Martin Luther King or civil rights person, but So I actually was attempting to, I always tried to make everything fair, I guess is what it is. I've used that both in my corporate life as well, personal life, and in my social life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when I saw unfairness, I tried to change it. And I've sort of gone through my entire life, I guess it's my line, is I have a death wish. I always do what I think is the right thing, regardless of the consequences to myself.
Wow. But, go by that again and why that's important for business owners and everybody, actually, Brian. Give us some wisdom on that.
Basically, if you have to be true to yourself, I guess, is sort of the way I view it, is that you have your own vision, and then you should attempt to mold your company around that vision. So, you know, back in my very early days in retail, in my particular company, the company I was working for at that time, I was the first one to hire women managers, to hire, you know, minority managers as well within the company, because you sort of have to look at people more as the value they're going to bring to your company. What are they going to bring to your company? And not look at them just superficially on how attractive they are or whatever else people use as criteria. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's been actually one of my great strengths, is I've been able to really identify people with high potential and really give them the opportunity to grow as individuals and grow as retailers, and they're the ones that make you successful. What? Everybody else makes you successful.
Right.
All you do is give them an opportunity to be what they can be, and give them the resources, give them the encouragement, and allow them to make you successful.
I love it.
Also give them a share of the rewards with them as well.
Folks, we're speaking with Brian Devine, the chairman of Petco. We're going back on his history a little bit before he joined Petco in 1990, correct, Brian?
That's correct.
But the point you're trying to glaze over, you've got a tremendous background, and I can hear your humble demeanor coming through, but I'm going to start plugging your background here. Tell the listeners who did recruit you and how well you did with that company, because this is a success story on its own.
Okay, well, so to make it short, a year later in 1970, 1 week after the Bureau of the Budget released my funds for my program, Charles Lazarus of Toys R Us called me again and that time they had 9 stores doing $20 million, and they recruited me to actually open their third market in Northern California in 1970. I stayed with them for 18 years, ultimately ran all the U.S. and Canadian stores, and I left the company. It was $4.5 billion in sales. So it was
incredible.
It was a great run, obviously, a great company. And, you know, Charles Lazarus is one of my major mentors in life.
Well, I could see that. As a matter of fact, earlier you had mentioned that you try to go where the market's going to be. You said you've got to look where 18 months to 3 or 4 years ahead of time. My research tells me that Charles Lazarus used to drill that into you and other fine executives. Wasn't that a mentoring that he did with you?
Absolutely. I mean, he taught me a lot of great lines. If you want to hear a few of the Charles Lazarus lines, and this sort of goes back, I think, to your opening, where the reality is, he basically said, "Pardon the French here, screw your associates, your vendor partners, or your customers.
Never do that."
That was sort of his thing. Is if you treat them all fair, mm-hmm. and I'll give a great example. He basically said, "Never try to bait and switch. Never try to trade customers up on merchandise." Because if a customer comes in, I'll use his example he used to use, was looking for a $50 bike, don't sell them the $100 bike that you could sell them. Because when they leave, they're going to say, gee, I didn't really want to spend this much money, and they may never come back to you. Instead, sell them the best $50 bike that meets their needs, so when they're ready for the $100 bike, they come back and buy it from you, which I thought was one of the. So if you look at things that I look at, from a business sense, I took that from him, and
it's helped you your whole life.
We're
going to take a quick break, Brian. You've got some good wisdom. I want to hear a little bit more about Charles Lazarus when we get back, and then we're going to phase you into Petco as you went in. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Devine, the chairman of Petco, is our exclusive guest today. You're listening to Legends of Success.
For more information, visit John's website at legendsofsuccess.com. This is Legends of Success with John Resnick.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heading west to give the commencement speech at the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado later today. As he leaves the White House, the president tells reporters former FBI Chief Robert Mueller never should have been allowed to lead the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election.
I think he's totally conflicted because, as you know, he wanted to be the FBI director, and I said no. As you know, I had a business dispute with him after he left the FBI. We had a business dispute. Not a nice one. He wasn't happy with what I did.
The president calling the probe the biggest harassment of a president ever. First-time claims for unemployment benefits up last week. The Labor Department says around 215,000 U.S. workers filed initial claims. That's up 3,000 from the week before. But in line with economists' predictions, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey, guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the 7th reason is the pay or the salary? The first 6 reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through 5 phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number 1 of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number 2 of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We really are having a fascinating discussion with Brian Devine, the chairman of Petco, one of America's leading retailers. One thing I want to say before we get back on track here is it's my understanding that you do not sell dogs or cats at Petco. As big as you guys are, you don't sell them. Tell the listeners why that is, Brian.
Okay, basically we've never sold dogs and cats, but there really is an overwhelming number of dogs and cats that are sort of let go by their owners each year. So throughout the country, there are a number of those that get put down. So what we've done instead is we have adoptions in our stores, and we work as partners with PetFinder.com, which is a great .com company, and within PetFinder.com, they have about, I think, 7,500 partners that actually have adoptable animals. So what we try to do is put together the customer with an adopted animal versus selling it ourselves. And actually, last year, we facilitated, if you want to call it that, through in-store adoptions as well through our through PetFinder.com, the adoptions over 2 million dogs and cats. So that's sort of, you know, our one of our missions is obviously, once again, the animals come first. And we try to do is try to suggest to the customer that they adopt animals before they buy animals. Even the ones that we sell within our store, we have adoptable animals, and we try to recommend adopting one even before you buy it from us.
God bless you.
The non-dog and cats.
I think that's great, because you could take the same retail space and energy and employee time and try to turn a profit. But your hearts are with the animals first, and I really commend you for that. That means so much. Going back just for a quick second, you joined Charles Lazarus, recruited you in 1970. They were doing $20 million a year. Your leadership is widely credited in the industry of retail to driving that business up to over $4 billion. And then one day you're let go for whatever reason, or you didn't get a position you wanted. Am I correct? And what happened, and why did it happen?
Basically, they, you know, brought in an outside person to do my job, and, you know, it was sort of a younger person with a MBA, and it was typical. I was an inside person since I'd been there for many, many years, and what happens to a lot of companies is that if you are an inside person, sometimes you're not looked at, you know, ultimately, for, you know, for the top position. But it was a great company. I really enjoyed my years there, and
That's sad. That's sad. At that point, were you actually let go, or did somebody just get a position you wanted?
Oh, they brought in somebody else as president, and if you want to say, I was gently pushed out, if you want to go that way.
Yeah, well,
they said, gee, why don't in the next 18 months, you know, find another job, and I was offered a CEO job and left the company within about 6 months.
So. How old were you at that point?
I was 46.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm sure, you know, have you ever met Bernie Marcus from Home Depot?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, Bernie is a friend. He's been on the air. You know, he was fired at 49 by Sandy Sigaloff.
Yep. So it happens to everybody. And that actually, as my wife said, it made me a better person, and it really allowed me to do it again, which really then showed that it wasn't necessarily just everybody at Toys, because there were a lot of great people at Toys R Us, which made it successful.
I'm sure.
It was truly a great company.
And, you know, one of the lessons I've said on this time and time again, and I'm talking directly to our listeners now, one-on-one to you, is that I don't care what your setback is in life or what type of problems come up or obstacles. You know, it's how you handle that obstacle and that setback, that unexpected obstacle and setback, how you handle with that is going to greatly determine how well you're going to do in life. Would you agree or disagree, Brian?
I agree with you totally. It makes you truly makes you a better person if you take it the right way, where you then just look for a better opportunity, and then you're able to, you know, start anew and actually sort of utilize all the information that you gathered during your years with your first company and become even more successful in your next company.
John Paul DeGioia, who now owns Paul Mitchell Hair Products, you know, the black and white shampoo bottles, he said he is fired from so many jobs, but he says if he didn't have every single one of those jobs, once he was fired from, he never would have picked up the experience and the wisdom to run an $800 million privately held company today.
Yep, I totally agree with him.
Totally. Well, so now, how did you get recruited to Petco? What happened, Brian?
Okay, Petco, sort of an interesting story. They actually tried to recruit the person that ran the international stores for Toys R Us, and they called him up and said, gee, they want to take this company national and take it public. And then he said, gee, you're talking to the wrong person. So they said, he said, I'm not sure that this individual would be interested, but he'd be the perfect person. So he called me up and told me about the opportunity. So my son had graduated college and gone out to California to be part of the movie industry. So I asked him to go visit one of their stores before I went out for the interview. So he went to the store in Wilshire Boulevard in Santa Monica. He calls me up and says, Dad, this is the greatest store in the world. It's got a bakery. It has a drinking fountain for dogs. I bought two toys, and I didn't even have a dog. Okay. So based on that, I flew out to actually take the interview. It turns out that that particular store had just opened that Christmas, and it had a black tie grand opening, which Clint Eastwood actually went to amongst all these Hollywood celebrities. And it was a beautiful concept store. None of the other 169 stores in the chain at that time looked at all like that. Most of those didn't. Looked kind of terrible, to be honest with you.
Right.
Okay. So it turned out to be a much bigger challenge than the great store that he looked at. But once again, I've been lucky all my life, and luckily for me, he went to the best store and then told me how wonderful the company was. So I at least came out and took the job interview.
Incredible. I used to live in Santa Monica, not far from that store. So what an incredible. It's funny how things work out, And so we're going to come up here on a break in a second, and then we're going to get into it again. But, it's interesting, Brian. The way you handled that setback, things happen for a reason. I really believe that in life, that there must be a master plan, and that's why these things happen. You ever follow that path?
Absolutely. As I say, I think that basically setbacks lead to great opportunities is sort of the way I look at it. And it's up to you, though, to always take advantage of your opportunities. People sort of ask me, gee, why was I not successful? And then frequently it's because they never took a chance and they never really, searched out what they should have been doing, or turned down an opportunity because they were afraid that maybe it wouldn't work out. And I've sort of lived my life, going for it all the time, basically, and never looking back.
Good for you. Wayne Gretzky said you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. When we get back, ladies and gentlemen, we'll find out now, how did Brian Devine turn Petco around, straighten out the leadership, and build them up to a almost $2 billion company today? You're listening to Legends of Success.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today.
at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
From startup and survival to success and significance, you'll hear how they did it. Legends of Success.
Brian Devine is the chairman of Petco, one of America's leading retailers. Obviously, you know the name Petco. Before that, he had a long history with Toys R Us. And Brian, retail is supposed to be one tough industry, but you must have learned a couple of things. Take the leadership role at Toys R Us from $20 million to over $4 billion, and then come to Petco. Are there two or three things that you can absolutely credit for that type of a growth?
I think sort of trying to identify opportunities, if you want to call it that. I sort of viewed, you know, retail as sort of a changing thing, as I mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. that in the 1980s, price was everything. When we got to the end of the 80s, I think price really had died. I mean, I remember the days when people waited in line to save a penny on gas and that sort of stuff. It was pretty humorous. But in retrospect only. I thought that I was really trying to find out what do the people want and then sort of give the people what they need. Sure. And from a retail point of view, they really wanted high levels of customer service. They wanted really the best products. I think that's the key. Mm-hmm. And they wanted convenience. And those are the three really big drivers to retail at that particular moment.
Okay.
So when I came to Petco, one of the first things I did actually was to throw out the low-end items. Even though there was the highest volume items, they were not the best items.
Really?
They were, you know, the ones that sold the most, but were not necessarily best for the pets.
You must have taken some heat from that. I mean, do you have detractors around you say you're throwing out our best items?
Yes. My board was quizzical, I guess that's the term.
Yeah.
But my view was that if we could differentiate ourselves, in effect, make it where we carry only the best items, we have the highest level of customer service, and we put the stores, as I mentioned earlier, convenient to the customer, not a place that they go to every 3 or 4 weeks, but where they go maybe 1 to 3 times a week, which would be the community centers, we would be more successful. So luckily for me, my board agreed, and we really turned Petco into a specialty retailer versus a category killer. And the people who have tried to turn themselves into category killers typically run into, if you want to call it the Walmart problem.
Our guest today is Brian Devine, chairman of Petco. This is Legends of Success.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a six-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunter at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunter, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Our guest today is Brian Devine, the chairman of Petco, one of America's leading retailers. Brian, how do you compete with big boxes like Walmart?
Yeah, they are the largest in our category, similar to just about every other part of retail.
Sure.
But the way we really did it was to differentiate ourselves. In a Walmart, you'll probably find 100 of those 10,000 items that we carry. And the way I really accomplished that is to tell our buyers, don't Walmartize our assortment, was the line that I used. And basically that meant find a better item, find an item with, you know, more specific benefits to the customer, and instead put that in our assortment versus, you know, putting in the item that you'd find in Walmart. Walmart is, you know, the killer, if you want to call them that.
Sure. Absolutely.
And one of my lines is the smaller the overlap in products you have with Walmart, your longer your life longevity in business.
Well, that's good wisdom, because there's a lot of people out there getting killed by Walmarts and Costco's and all the big club stores right now.
Yeah, see, the Costco's the same sort of thing. Obviously, you can't really compete with them on price because they make their money on their memberships. So mm-hmm. They don't have to be as competitive in price as you do. The good news on the Costco's in this world is they usually have about 30 items in my category out of 10,000. They obviously sell tremendous quantities of those 30 items. But the good news is they don't really have the assortment that we have in our stores.
And they don't have animal lovers like you have either, I would bet. I'm not saying they're animal haters. I'm just saying that one of your missions is to hire people who love animals first and then train them in the retail industry.
Yeah, see, one of the great things actually about our industry is we're a problem-solution industry. Where if a customer has a problem, that's really why they come to our store the first time. Because typically, if you wanted to, you could find, you know, dog food, not the same quality, and some limited dog supplies, at the grocery store or just about anywhere.
Sure.
But if, let's say your dog, you know, starts losing its hair, has some sort of major problem, or even a minor problem. Obviously, if you have a major problem, you go see your veterinarian. But if you have a minor problem, typically they really come to a Petco store, a pet specialty store, and ask, here's the problem with my animal, what should I do? And then we lead them either to the right shampoo, to the right food, and that's really where those knowledgeable associates really come into play and highly trained, that they actually try to look for that specific animal, you know, try to solve its problem. Once you do that, you own those customers.
Oh, sure.
So that's really the way you first get them in many cases when you open a new store in a new community, because they already are buying their food somewhere else, and you have to sort of change them over to you. Normally, that occurs when they have a problem. So.
You care so much about animals, Brian. What are you seeing out there? What is your industry doing to fight against, like, puppy mills and pet mills? I mean, that's just such a sad thing out there. Those people ought to be arrested.
No, I totally agree with you. What we actually have done is when they actually find some of these puppy mills, we actually take all of those dogs and actually put them in our stores up for adoption. And we've had that in a number of places where we've gotten 100 or 150 dogs from one of these terrible places.
Really?
That, yes, and we usually get veterinarians who for free will treat the animals, get them in the condition where they can actually be sold.
Well, I love
to people, and we actually do it through adoption groups. We don't, directly do any of these adoptions. We invite them into our store, give them the space, take care of the animals, obviously, while they're in the store, and just do that really to facilitate that adoption group adopting out these animals. But we've done that several times, that when they've uncovered, unfortunately, usually in horrendous conditions, large number of animals in these mills.
I've got to commend your board of directors when you joined, and probably now. And I don't even know who they are. I haven't even researched to see who's on your board. But you brought some pretty out-of-the-box, innovative ideas that weren't necessarily profit-driven initially. I mean, you got rid of your most popular items that were selling the most. You take space. You take employee time to help animals. It's not necessarily profitable. I mean, did you ever have anyone on the board at some point look at you like you're just crazy?
Actually, several. But yeah. The good news for me, they quickly left. Because really, the company culture is a giant strength and really enables us to have that consistency as a retailer to make us successful year after year after year. Mm. Even at the National Support Center where I work, people bring animals in every day to work, and actually on Friday we encourage sort of everybody to bring their animals to work. It's a great work environment, and it sort of just reinforces what the company is all about.
Tell me about the advantage of naming a stadium. Obviously, it's the Petco Stadium where the Padres are. Tell me how that came about and what it does for the company.
Okay, it's Petco Park. It's Petco Park, right. Basically the park was under construction. It was tied up in lawsuits. So at the time that they were originally building the park, we could not afford to have put our name on it. But luckily for us, it was tied up in the courts for 2 years.
Jeez.
And by the time it then started reconstruction to finish the park, we had luckily gotten to the size that we could actually afford to put our name on the park. But the advantages of having our name on the park, last year we received 850 million impressions of Petco regarding the park.
What? 850?
850 million. Okay. So those were incremental, mentions of Petco, a grand slam home run, if you want to look at it from that point of view.
Any last-minute wisdom that we can give to entrepreneurs or people starting out who are having tough times, what can you share with them that you've learned?
What I would say to people is that the people that work for you make you successful. So you sort of have two rules in life. The first one is never lose good people. And sort of my definition of good people are people that you still want to work for you 5 years from now. Not somebody as good as that, not somebody in that same position, but that person. And what I try to give them, and pardon, the HR doesn't like this term, that's human resources, I call them give them hugs and kisses.
Uh-huh.
And basically what that means is give them the unexpected. If they do a good job, they're going to expect a good raise, they're going to expect a good bonus, but give them something over and above that to let them know that you truly appreciate them. If you can do that, you can basically keep those good people and great people forever with your company. So that's number one. Then number two, if you have weak people and people that need to be replaced, pull the trigger early.
Right.
It's better sometimes to have no one rather than someone that gets in the way of the progress of the company.
Brian,
it's better to have an empty place than it is to have the wrong person.
Brian, I can't thank you enough. Running out of time quick. Thanks for all you've done for our listeners, and thank you so much for your kindness.
My pleasure.
Special thanks to Don Cowan and Carol Pruitt of Petco. You've been listening to Legends of Success, the most original success stories in America. I'm John Resnick. We'll see you next week.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
How does President Trump really feel about the idea of Democrats wanting to impeach him?
The word impeach, it's a dirty, filthy, disgusting word.
President Trump speaking to reporters outside the White House earlier this morning. Yesterday, after special counsel Robert Mueller made his first public comments since finishing his probe, he said, quote, "If we had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so in the report." President Trump says of Mueller,
"I think he is a total conflicted person. I think Mueller is a true never-Trumper. He's somebody that dislikes Donald Trump."
The president heading to Colorado to address graduates at the U.S. Air Force Academy. Severe weather expected again today from the Ohio Valley to Mid-Atlantic. Tornadoes could strike Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and New Jersey. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, fundamental, did I just say that? I'm going to leave that in. If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Unconfirmed reports are that a man who set himself on fire at the White House Ellipse yesterday has died of his injuries. President Trump says he plans to make a big announcement about the southern border soon. Speaking outside the White House, Trump said earlier this morning that it could happen today or tomorrow. He called it his, quote, biggest statement so far concerning the border, and he says it will focus on people coming into the United States illegally. He's also ripping U.S. asylum procedures, calling them ridiculous. It will be very difficult for Disney to continue filming in Georgia if a new restrictive abortion law takes effect, according to what CEO Bob Iger said in an interview with Reuters today, adding that many people will not want to work in that state after it passed a law that bans abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Disney filmed blockbusters Black Panther and Avengers Endgame in Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A U.S. trade dispute with China continues, U.S. soybean exports to China falling by more than 80% in about the past year. Don Swanson is a Iowa soybean farmer.
We would like these barriers to let this food get to where it needs to get. I mean, we've been in the business over 170 years to try to provide a safe, affordable, dependable food supply. And if we're below the cost of production more than 1 year in a row, that's going to be an issue.
Swanson speaking there to Fox News. The soybean exports are way down because China's imposed retaliatory tariffs and then switched to buying soybeans from Brazil and Argentina. Actor Ashton Kutcher of That 70s Show fame has given his testimony in a Los Angeles serial murder trial. A man named Michael Gargiulo is accused of killing a woman that Kutcher was set to go out with on a date in 2001. Yesterday on the stand, Kutcher said that on the night of the murder, he was stopping by to pick up Ashley Ellerin, but she never answered the door, and that he left. Her body was discovered inside the apartment the next day. The tiniest baby to ever survive birth is heading home from the hospital. A San Diego hospital sharing details of the girl who weighed just 8.6 ounces when she was born in December. The baby, now up to 5 pounds, is going home with her parents. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.